AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and as we mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit about Mason City High School athletics this hour, and in particular, the Mason City High School Athletic Hall of Fame, which was scheduled for this coming Friday night, and it had to be redirected a little bit due to COVID-19 situation. So let's get all up to date with that and bring in on our KGLO live line, Phil Johnson. Phil, how are you?
Fine, Tim. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you and I were talking yesterday afternoon before the before the announcement was even made public. You got word about the situation with the football program. Bring us up to date. What this all means, then?
Well, the phone rang about 10 minutes to four, and it was Dave Versteeg, the superintendent, asked me if I was sitting down, and I said I am. He said, "Well, that's probably good because we've had to cancel the football program for 2 weeks because of coaching staff being exposed to the virus." And initially, I couldn't believe it. So my first thought, you know, is somebody pulling a prank on me here, or is this for real? But it was definitely Dave, and that's the way it is. And we certainly honor and respect that. But our plan is to tentatively have the halftime introductions of our football game against Humboldt on October 2nd, you know, weather permitting and, virus permitting, if you will, because we certainly want to honor the class of 2020 because it's another outstanding group, and, they look forward to it, and the community looks forward to it, and we just want to get it done. If that doesn't work out for whatever reason, then we look into step three, but for sure we're going to honor the class of 2020 with the class of 2021 next fall, so they'll be honored together. But hopefully we can honor the class of 2020, sometime in the very near future.
Well, that's outstanding. And we should mention, too, by the way, I know we have the coaching staff exposed to COVID-19. We just want good health for everybody involved there, too, so they can get back to coaching and kids can get back to playing and we can get back to doing the normal things on Friday nights, right, Phil?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And, when we started putting the event together, initially we wanted to have, the pregame meal like we always have in the gym lobby or in the gym. We could move it to the gym so we'd have social distancing there. But then when you have food involved in this, now it got to be so many moving parts, we thought the best thing to do this year is just to have the introductions at halftime. But next year, we certainly hope that this virus is under control and it's full speed ahead, just like always.
Well, speaking of full speed ahead, and the reason you and I were talking yesterday afternoon, I said, I wanted to get you on for a couple of reasons this morning. Number one, to get people the update, too, and what the future plan would be for honoring this Hall of Fame class. And we've already established that tentatively that will be October 2nd, at halftime of the Mason City football game against Humboldt that night. But just to also kind of go back through this year's class, they deserve the recognition. They've been kind of bounced a little bit because of some of these things. And just to give another little shout-out in advance of October 2nd.
Sure, that'd be great. Well, Dick Adams graduated in 1961, and Dick earned 10 varsity letters in 3 different sports as a Mohawk. He lettered 3 times in football and was first-team All-State both his junior and senior year. He earned 4 varsity letters in track and field, and he earned 3 varsity letters in basketball, where he was also, fourth-team All-State as a junior and third-team All-State as a senior. Besides being a great athlete, Dick was a great student, and he had a 4.0 grade point average. So I don't know what your grade point average, Tim, was in high school, but mine wasn't a 4.0.
We're not going to share.
Okay, there you go. Then we have Jennifer Welch Farrell. And Jennifer, she competed in 12 state championship meets in 3 different sports. So that was gymnastics, diving, and track. And the interesting thing about gymnastics is we didn't even have a gymnastics team. So it was Jim DeLoy and John Welch, her dad. They were kind of Jennifer's coach, if you will. And she placed second in the all-around in the state gymnastics meet and won the state title in the balance beam.
Wow.
And she was part of this, relay team, the shuttle hurdle relay team, in state, and broke her own record in the 400-meter hurdles, In diving, she was an All-American diver. So Jennifer was another tremendous all-around athlete. Did Garth, basketball coach here for 16 years. He took teams to state in four of those years, and he coached the 9 All-State players. And he was an assistant football coach for the Mohawks. And, you know, when the 1965 football team, which is being honored this year, he was assistant coach with that team. And Dick was also a golf coach for many years here. And L. Dean Matheson, he was the head football coach here from 67 to 75. L. Dean was one of the most respected football coaches in the state, and probably one of his outstanding memories and accomplishments. He was the discus coach for Scott Kroll when Scott set a national high school record in the discus. And L. Dean was also a sophomore boys basketball coach for a number of years. And last but certainly not least, we have the 65 football team, which is the only football team to go undefeated. They were 8-0, and they outscored their opponents 135-37. And there were no, you know, postseason tournaments or playoffs or anything in those days, but they ended up being ranked in fourth in the state, and that was Bill Moore and Dick Garth and Paul Strothman were the coaches for that team. So, Tim, as you reflect back on people that we're recognizing here, it's another outstanding group of Mohawk, former Mohawk athletes and coaches.
I just think so, too. I really do. And I know many of the people that are involved and how neat it is to recognize not only teams but the individuals and the coaches. And then you see how it reflects to the others that are involved, the others that played for L. Dean or played for Dick or teammates of Jennifer in the other sports, not in gymnastics, obviously. But, you know, in all of those things, it means a lot for him to gather together for this Hall of Fame.
Very, very much so. And, you know, when we're in the gym lobby and, if you will, quote, normal years, you know, the morale and the spirit is so high in that gym lobby. And it's just fun. It's just absolutely fun. And, you know, instead of being, you know, 35 or 55 or whatever your age is, why you go back to your memories of the days that you were in high school, and you're like a kid again. And Mason City does have an outstanding tradition in athletics. You know, we had 54 nominations for the Athletic Hall of Fame. Of course, 5 were chosen. So we have 49 returning nominations, if you will. We've already had 3 nominations, you know, to be considered for the class of 2021. So, you know, if anybody in the listening audience has somebody that they would like to nominate, you know, for the Athletic Hall of Fame, they should contact our office here or contact me, and we'll send them a nomination form. And those nomination forms need to be in by February 1st to be considered for the class of 2021. And as far as who is eligible, a student athlete needs to have graduated, at least been out of high school at least 10 years, or a team at least 10 years, or it could be a coach, could be an administrator, teacher, someone in the community, whoever. Those are the people that are eligible, but it's important to know that, you know, people need to be nominated in order to be elected. So if they're not nominated, there's no way that they can be elected, and we have a 7-person selection committee that meets near the end of February or first part of March to select the class of 2021. So there's a lot of outstanding athletes and people in the community, and you name it here. So our Athletic Hall of Fame is a very, very meaningful, you know, recognition for these people, and it's very much appreciated.
Should also mention too, Phil, and I know you don't talk an awful lot about it, but it's important for some financial contributions too. If people would like to contribute to the Mason City High School Athletic Hall of Fame to help this keep this going, you're certainly open to that.
Absolutely. We have our capital campaign, of course, is going year-round. Officially, we kick it off after the 1st of January. People make the checks out to the Mason City Foundation, put in the memo, Athletic Hall of Fame. And if they like, they could mail that to Box 533, you know, P.O. Box 533 here in Mason City, 50402. We certainly appreciate any contributions because there's absolutely no school money involved in this. This is all through private funding. But I will say that our community and people from all over have been very, very supportive in helping with the Athletic Hall of Fame and with their, you know, with their enthusiasm and their financial contributions, and we just appreciate that so very, very much.
Phil Johnson, I appreciate all the work that you put in on this too. You and your committee, you do a great job, and I'll now put a little special asterisk by October 2nd and make plans to grab the halftime microphone for you and give a helping hand on Mason City, Humboldt, and the Halftime Hall of Fame, okay?
Thanks so much, Tim. We really appreciate it.
You bet, Phil. Thank you much. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
See you later. It's Phil Johnson with us on our KGLO Live Line this morning on AM 1300 KGLO. And again, thanks to Phil and all that he does. And again, due to COVID-19 situation, the Mason City Mohawk football team will not be playing this week or next week. So the next 2 weeks they are off, and that's where the effect comes in on the Hall of Fame. And so it had to be moved to the 2nd of October. Again, this is due to a COVID-19 exposure of the varsity coaching staff at Mason City High. Tim Fleming, AM 1300 KGLO.